Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Back in the seminary days, we used to have what we call all seminary games. And there was this game we were preparing for, and some of us were chosen for a race. And for a long time, I've not been running. And the race was supposed to be 1 meter. One mile timed. And so we began the race. At some point, I was gassed out completely. And there were one other seminarian from Congo. People were thinking, the Kenyans, they run a lot, they win marathon, so this guy is going to win. At the end of the day, he almost fainted. So both of us gassed out. I couldn't complete the race. So back in the community, my fellow oblates, they picked on me. "Isaac, you need to go and complete your race. You didn't complete your race." Today we are celebrating two great apostles that began their race and completed it. St. Paul, in the second reading, we say, "I have competed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." We are celebrating great apostles that kept the faith. And that is why we have it today, because they kept it. They started well and they completed well. And so we are happy as we celebrate these two great guys. The man with the keys, Peter, and the man with the sword, Paul. It's a great day of joy that we have to celebrate them because they started the church that we have today. And the gates of the underworld, as we've heard, with the profession of Peter, will not prevail against his church. And as we celebrate, it is an invitation for us who have started the race not to imitate Isaac in the seminary that didn't complete his race. We must complete our race. We must look up to God for grace. We must look up to God for strength to enable us to complete our race. Because in the world, there are a lot of distractions, a lot of things that can make us not to complete our race. But by God's grace, we can do it. So as we celebrate, there are some lessons that we must learn from them. And one of them is efficacy of prayer. Prayer is efficacious. In the first reading, we heard about the paranoid Herod. He was happy. He saw that he was persecuting Christians, that the Jews were pleased with it. And what did he do? He decided to arrest Peter. And the church prayed earnestly, fervently, without relenting. And Peter was rescued. Efficacy of prayer. We also remember the incidents when Paul was preaching and there was this slave girl that had a foul spirit that could help her to, you know, to intervenate, to tell people their future or something. And the owners were making money out of it. And at some point, Paul reacted because they were disturbing their mission. And Paul and Silas were also thrown into prison. And they prayed. They prayed. They sang. The angel of the Lord came down and they were rescued. So prayer is efficacious. As we continue our race, let us not lose sight of prayer because it is efficacious. And one of the lessons we must also learn, God doesn't abandon anyone. God is very close to us. He is very near. And the third lesson I want us to learn is Peter and Paul were example of humanity that is frail, human nature that is frail, that is weak, but God strengthened them. Peter denied Christ. Paul was persecuting Christians. But when the grace of God came to them, the whole thing changed. St. Catherine of Siena will tell us what we can become. We are not even half of what we can be. So let us allow God to use us, to help us, to carry out His mission.